Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
It is Tuesday, people. Welcome in. Good morning. Another edition of Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. And we've got a bunch to get to here this morning because the news cycle never sleeps this time of year. You know, we hope that it would slow down a little bit here now, you know, in between that awkward season of, you know, we got to get to Sunday for the March Madness. And then we got to get to the playoffs in the NBA, and then you got baseball. But, you know, football and Conor McGregor seem to just catapult themselves to the top of the storylines here. And we'll get to all those free agents. I shouldn't say free. We should get to all those what is going to be signings tomorrow, I think.
The legal tampering period, Joe.
Nothing nefarious happening here, not at all. I mean, nobody is signing any. Nothing is going on here. But tomorrow, a lot of people get signed. We just happen to know who they are going to be. But I do need your help before we get to all of that here this morning, because I have to,
sure.
I have to come up with a fantasy baseball name. And
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I need something a little bit different because I'm in a pretty, big league here where the names are everything. It's this group of guys that, you know, they honestly, they're all baseball guys. They don't play football. All they do is play fantasy baseball. OK, these guys are diehards and they all have, you know, like crazy name, like who's your Vladdy, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, they got these like really. So I got to come up with a something here that is, I don't know, unique enough where it's not just going to be like Joe's team or something along those lines. How do you go about coming up with how do you name your teams when you do all your fantasy leagues throughout the year? Is there a process you go through or?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I like to do a little pun on words. I do. But okay. My first question back to you, Joe, would be, you know, I usually like to have it be using, like you said, with who's your Vladdy, that person probably has Vlad Guerrero Jr., you know, that sort of thing. So
right.
I kind of need to know some of the players on your team to know where the fun, catchy names would be. Otherwise,
okay.
You could do a little fun pun on just something that's going on in general in Major League Baseball.
All right, so I have Bryce Harper, all right? So how do I go? So that's my other thing. Do you make the team name centered around, like, your best player?
Any player you have that happens to have a funny name that you could mess with. You know, it doesn't have to be your best player. But it could be, you know, whatever player you have that is most apt to use their name in a fun kind of way. Or you could do something that's general around the sport or the news, you know, that's out there around the news. But let's see. Last year I had, you know, we're of a somewhat similar age, Joe. And one of my players was Trevor Story, the Colorado Rockies shortstop. And I went with the Trevor Ending Story for one of my teams.
If you remember. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but that's predicated on having Trevor Story. And he wasn't like my first round draft pick or anything, but, you know, I just like that big fuzzy bear flying or whatever that thing was called, flying through the air. And I could be like, the Trevor Ending Story. You know what I mean? But it depends. So I need to see some of your players. But then you could also just think about some things that are going on in the sport right now. Like you could make fun of the shift or you could make fun of a pitch clock, or you could do anything like, you know, that makes sense with the sport, like, you know. Or you could always do something with the balls, you know, foul balls and deflated balls, or like, I'd hit that, or, you know, or use the word pitch as the word B-I-T-C-H, or, you know, plays on some of the words that would fit around the sport. That's how I like to do it.
All right, so I have a couple that I jotted down for a few of these guys here, so you tell me if you like them, all right? So we got Bryce Harper. Yeah. How about the Bryce is Right? Can we go with that? Syndergaard. Right. All right. I got Noah Syndergaard. So I'm like somewhere along the lines, maybe of a Syndergaard and Cop, something like that, or off a Kindergarten Cop.
I like that. I like the Syndergaard and Cop. Or Syndergaard, the wife and kids.
Right. I mean, I thought you might like that one. I thought that one might be up your thing. How about Gleyber Torres?
Ooh, happy Gleyber Day.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Gleyber Day.
I like that.
Can't wear white after Gleyber Day.
I like that's also awesome there. How about what's the other guy? Francisco Lindor, I have.
That's gonna take me some more time. Like literally, and if you're watching, by the way, on YouTube here. I'm not like we didn't know this. I'm just trying to come up with nicknames, literally.
Yeah, no, exactly what I'm doing because I got to name it today, and I'm just I figured who better to ask than the lunatics here joining us. Certainly, you fantasy gods that you all are following us. Yeah. Also, Yasiel Puig. You ever heard anything with Yasiel Puig?
I have to think about it, but yes, that's a good.
I'm thinking about. Yeah. Yep. I also think I got Mike Fiers. I got him, and I was thinking about maybe making it the instead of maybe something like off the Fry Festival, like Mike Fryers Festival, Mike Fiers Festival.
I like that. I like that. Where there's smoke, there's fires.
Fires it. Also perfect. See, that's what we do. That's the round table. This is how you get crap done, man. That's what I'm talking about. I like the Syndergaard Cop though. The Syndergaard Cop I think is pretty good.
Yep, I like that one sure.
And the Price is Right.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. One dude took Vlad Guerrero Jr. We don't even know if he's going to play. By the way, I don't know if you heard, but they've already shelved him. He's got some sort of oblique strain or something along those lines. Everyone was so worried about this guy coming up. And the whole point of what the Toronto Blue Jays were worried about is him being out of shape. And voila, look at what happened.
You also remember when we interviewed our beat writer, or was it Buck Martinez maybe, for Toronto? Yes. The question was about will they call him up in time or will they try to save yet another year of that service time? Now with this injury, they can wait to bring him up and save that year of arbitration.
Yes, they can. Going to take... four times. All right, here we go. Much to get to this morning. Come back and join us as we make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The Price is Right.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
NuGenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Never-ending story.
That's why he's the best in the business, the manimal.
You are out of your gourd, my man. Welcome in. Happy Tuesday here. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. Chris is on the ones and twos over there, man. Just jamming it up, man. Bringing us, getting us awake here this morning. And if you're joining us on one of the many streaming platforms, radio stations, cable companies, whatever it may be, welcome in. Thanks for making us a part of your day. We got a lot to cover here this morning, as the news cycle yesterday was dominated by NFL signings that didn't really happen or aren't supposed to be happening, but we kind of know anyway, since the league year doesn't start until tomorrow at 4 o'clock. But it was all about the NFL yesterday, man, and some surprises, some not so surprises, I think, Dane, and really, I guess we'll start with the big one, which was Nick Foles going to Jacksonville Jaguars, $88 million, right? I think 50 of that is at least guaranteed. He's got some incentives and those kinds of things. And listen, we all knew it was going to happen. It's an upgrade over Blake Bortles. We know that, but we also know at the same time that the Jacksonville Jaguars, I hope, realize that, you know, Nick Foles has been proven to be a guy that, in the right system with the right players around him, can be very productive. The question is, to me, what do they do now to address the wide receiver position? Because we know, you know, we've gone through this. If he doesn't have a quality tight end, if he doesn't have a big wide receiver, I know Marquise Lee will be back this year, which will help them. But Tom Coughlin's been around the block long enough. He's smart enough to understand that if you're going to go out and get a guy like Nick Foles, then you better go out and get the supporting cast, because he's not a guy that is going to elevate his game. He's a system guy. They've got the right coordinator. The question is, do they have the right pieces? The running game's good, but they're going to need some help, certainly, I think, in the tight end position and a big wideout, too. Somebody that's going to be able to stretch the field in order for it to work. What do you think about the deal?
Like you said, we kind of knew this was going to go down in this way, given the previous experience with John DeFilippo, his quarterback's coach in Philadelphia, who is now the offensive coordinator down there in Jacksonville. I don't know that Jacksonville is going to go now and all of a sudden invest in a lot of wideouts. Okay, I think Jacksonville wants to win games by running the ball and playing defense, right? That's the way that Tom Coughlin, that's the way Doug Marrone, that is the identity of their team. What I think Nick Foles does is just bring someone that the rest of the locker room and most notably the defense can actually like respect and consider a leader, because it was not working with Blake Bortles. You know, you had that kind of fissure in the team with the offense kind of versus the defense. Now this is a guy they can get behind. I hear you and agree with you that Foles is not a guy who like raises all boats. He's someone who has to be in the right place. But I do think part of the allure of Nick Foles was because he will be in a system that he is familiar with. The number one takeaway, honestly, Joe, for me in this deal was, were the Jacksonville Jaguars bidding against themselves? And if so, how the hell did he get $22 million a year, right? Because when we think about where are the other places that were going to be in the quarterback market, right? We talked about Washington as a potential destination. They just traded for Case Keenum. We talked about Denver. They traded for Joe Flacco. We know about the Giants. It all signs look like they're going to get their guy at the number six spot, whether it's Dwayne Haskins or somewhere else. You have mentioned that Miami, Tannehill, that may be on the outs. I sort of think they're going to wind up drafting a guy and getting a lower level bridge quarterback, right? So who was Jacksonville competing with for Nick Foles' services? I don't really think it was anybody else was willing to go to 20 plus million a year. So my question is really, did they have to go to that level, or were they really just kind of outbidding themselves? That was my big takeaway. I do, however, think Foles is a good fit, but I don't think the Jaguars changed their identity to be some kind of high-flying team. They're going to still try to win games playing defense and running the ball with big Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, but you know, we know in the AFC they're going to have to score points, you know, because the bottom line is you're going up against teams like, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Diego, all of these teams. You can have as great a defense as you want, you better be able to put up points at some point along the game. And they don't got to spend big money, but they've got to go at least get him the tight end that he needs, they've got to get some other target outside of Marquise Lee, who's, you know, was hurt all last year.
You got Lee, you got Kenny Westbrook, you got Keelan Cole. These are the guys that'll be at wide.
You got nice pieces, but nothing, you know. The reason it worked so well when he was in Philadelphia is because of Zach Ertz, because of Alshon Jeffrey, because he wasn't asked to do that much. He had some really good skill position players around him, and they got the running game. We know that. The question is, will they put enough around him in order to put him in a position to be successful? But I'm with you, $88 million, 50 guaranteed. That is a lot of money. And the other problem, I think, is that the wide receiver market isn't all that great this year. The New York Jets, I think, did the best they could possibly do upgrading their slot position by going out and getting themselves Jamison Crowder. A big shout out there. Now, Adam Humphries was probably the top of the list, but obviously he's moved on. Danny Amendola's moved on. I mean, the only other guy in the conversation would be Golden Tate. So the wide receiver position this free agency period, not the best that it has been in years past. And I do think that Jamison Crowder absolutely brings a upgrade to that position for the New York Jets, something for Sam Darnold. And oh, by the way, not an awful lot of money. You know, you put him and Chris Herndon this year in that Adam Gase. We know the Adam Gase offense loves them, that slot receiver. It's a position that is counted on in his offense. So I think they did the best thing that they could do so far in the signing period, get themselves Jamison Crowder, and that freak Anthony Barr at linebacker is, you know, four Pro Bowls in a row. This guy is a beast. Now, nobody knows what Greg Williams is going to run. Is he going to run a 3-4? Is he going to run a 4-3? This guy's been a 4-3 weak side linebacker. But I don't think what people understand is he's not an edge rusher, not because he can't be. He's not an edge rusher because he hasn't had to be in Minnesota. Right. This guy in college, for those of you that don't understand, this guy was not only defense. This guy also played running back. This guy was a freak of an athlete at UCLA. So I only say that because the idea that he can't be an edge rusher, I think, is don't confuse it. Just because he hasn't been asked to doesn't mean that he can't. This guy is an unbelievable athlete, something that You know, somebody that Greg Williams is going to be able to put in a position to be absolutely successful on that Jets defense. I love it. They didn't have to break the bank. I still think they're going to go out and get C.J. Mosley or make an attempt for that. And all of a sudden, that front seven, which is going to be very valuable to Greg Williams, I like the direction that it's heading. What did you think about the trades or the signings for the Jets yesterday?
I love the Anthony Barr move. I completely agree with you. This guy in college, when he was at UCLA, he was getting Heisman consideration because he was playing both ways, Joe, also on the offensive side. And here's the other thing I'll say. That year, I think it was 2014, when Barr was coming out, the comparisons or the question was Anthony Barr or Khalil Mack, who would become a better pass rushing pro, okay? And to your point, Joe, Barr went to a team where he was being used off the ball a little bit more, and Khalil Mack was kind of unleashed as a pass rusher. Barr does have this skill set. I do believe that's how they're going to use him as a pass rusher. I like, as you mentioned, the Jamison Crowder signing in the slot, not having to break the bank. I have been saying I don't want the Jets to go ahead and get the big shiny toys, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. I want them to do exactly this kind of thing, build from within, the inside out. I want them to now go out and get an offensive lineman. Matt Paredes, the center from Denver, is who I really want them to get. C.J. Mosley. And all of these guys are in their mid to late 20s. This is how I think they build. And then, Joe, when they get to the draft at number three, if they don't trade down, I think they got Quentin Williams all locked up at the three spot to add even more to that front seven. I like what they did. There's a lot more moves to be made.
Yep. And also there's this. The man, Le'Veon Bell. Post that yesterday. We'll talk about where he might go and what can be expected. We'll do that coming up next year as we make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Keith Irizarry is calling the shots.
Here's the deal, and this is going to be totally self-serving. One thing I have always done with all of my listeners out there is I will wear my heart on my sleeve. You guys know that there are times I talk about my family, you know, discuss a TV show or a movie that I saw, kind of just chopping it up, right? Like, whatever you want to talk about, it goes.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
So the NFL scouting combine has, of course, come and gone. And with the 2019 NFL draft just around the corner, if you are a serious fantasy football player, then you guys know it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And guess what? Roto Experts has got you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. I got to get that word right. Internet. There you go. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, NFL draft content pretty much every day of the year in order to give you an edge, regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Now, you can save 10% at rotoexperts.com using the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. So before we get into the malice at the Palace 2, or at least almost last night in the NBA with none other than Russell Westbrook against Utah Jazz fans, and who'd have thunk it that Utah has some unruly fans, but that's what they have. Real quickly, back to the free agent signing yesterday that we learned with the NFL.
Ibaka and Chris. I thought you meant Ibaka and Chris.
Yeah, it was a big brawl last night, but I don't know what's going on. Russell Westbrook, he just flies off the handle, he might, depending on what you guys think, he may or may not be in the right there. But also, I want to make note of what happened yesterday with the New England Patriots as they lost Flowers. Of course, he goes and signs with his former defensive coach, Matt Patricia, in Detroit. And they also lost their offensive lineman who somehow or another managed to go out and get himself a boatload of money there to the Raiders, making him the highest offensive lineman there is, Trent Brown, we're talking about. And I do want to remind people, because the Patriot hate was alive and well yesterday. Once these were announced that, oh man, they lost their offensive lineman, they lost their best defensive player, yada yada yada. Might I remind you, okay, that if anybody thinks that Bill Belichick and the Patriot organization didn't already have a plan upon a plan upon a plan and thought that they might lose these guys, if you thought this took anybody by surprise, you're out of your mind. And, oh, yeah, by the way, just to keep it in perspective, remember this. They get compensation for losing those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And they lost Brown and Flowers, and they got third-round draft picks in return for those guys going to sign other places. So, once again, Patriots, 12 draft picks this year. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Flowers may have turned into one of the best D linemen that we have seen in the game at 26, 27 years old. But the Patriots got him in the 100. He was the 101st pick. So this was not a guy that was a top 10 draft pick. That this was another example of the Patriots buying low, formulating these guys, coaching these guys, putting them in a position to go out and get contracts like this. And we've seen this time and time again, like we saw it with Malcolm Butler and Nate Solder last year. They will use you as long as you're affordable. They'll put you in a position to be able to go get that contract. And then once you're eligible to go get that contract, they'll move on to another 101st pick or 98th pick or 120th pick, and they'll do the same thing. It's kind of like, you know, it's swallow, rinse, repeat over and over and over. So before you stick a fork in the Patriots, understand the compensation's coming back in more draft capital. And, you know, Flowers was 101st pick, guys. He wasn't a top 10 pick. So much like Antonio Brown yesterday, we crucified the Steelers. Oh, how could you let him go? They got Antonio Brown for the first 3.5, 4 years of his career. They got him. They paid next to nothing. He was a sixth round pick. And then even when they did pay him, they underpaid him. So I think the Steelers, in hindsight, kind of like the Patriots, they got their money's worth with Antonio Brown. And now they have an opportunity to do the same thing over and over. And that we lose sight of what these players have become. But we forgot where they came from, because they weren't always $50 million a year wide receivers. I mean, he was a six round pick. Flowers was 101st pick. These guys played their way into contracts, but let us not forget the teams that started with, they started with, they got their money's worth here, Dane.
Yeah, that's true. And I thought you were going elsewhere. When it comes to Trent Brown getting paid, you know, credit has to be due to a guy that you mentioned all the time, Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line yes. coach of the New England Patriots, helping Trent Brown get a ton of money. And what I thought as it related to the Patriots was actually had nothing to do with players that they necessarily lost, but other teams in the NFL trying to, in essence, recreate the Patriots. You know, like, where did Trey Flowers go? To Detroit. Head coach, Matt Patricia. He's trying to get as many former Patriots as possible now they're in Detroit. For the Tennessee Titans, who are also coached by former Patriot Mike Vrabel, they go out and get Adam Humphries. You mentioned the slot receiver, right? What are they trying to do? Potentially put him in a Julian Edelman kind of role. You know, we talked about, you're down there in Miami as well with Flores. I'd be very interested to see if there's any former Patriots that wind their way down into Miami as well. You talk about the NFL as a copycat league, Joe, and I think it's very interesting how all these Patriots are going to places where, in essence, they are trying to recreate. You're not going to recreate the Patriots, but almost recreate the culture and have some of, you know, former Patriots there, or to try and deploy people in ways a la the Patriots. I think that's what I was seeing, especially in the Trey Flowers move and in the Adam Humphries to the Tennessee Titans move, which I think is very, very interesting. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have lost not one but two wide receivers yesterday after trading DeSean Jackson to Philadelphia. Let me tell you something, guys, okay? With Bruce Arians down there in Tampa, Mike Evans' fantasy stock on the rise, Chris Godwin's fantasy stock on the rise, O.J. Howard's fantasy stock on the rise, now that DeSean Jackson and Adam Humphries have been cleared out down there in Tampa on a team that will be losing games with a bad defense in shootouts and a Bruce Arians system. Watch out for the skill position players in Tampa Bay, not because the Bucs are going to win games, but for fantasy production.
Well, another guy that has been rumored, and the reason that they're moving out those guys and clearing that cap space. Yeah, which might explain why he is so torn right now. Decisions. Le'Veon Bell's name continues to come up with Bruce Arians, and can I tell you, it's a scary thought if you've got to play if you're Atlanta and you are New Orleans. That is a scary ass thought, having Le'Veon Bell, Mike Evans, you know, Jameis. That's a team and an offense all of a sudden that we know what he did with David Johnson. I can only imagine what he'd be able to do with Le'Veon Bell. But another team Le'Veon Bell is being rumored to be with, of course, the Chicago Bears. That popped up yesterday. Tariq Cohen was doing all sorts of very strange posting himself yesterday. I think what we've learned is maybe Jordan Howard's probably on his way out. And, you
know,
Bears
did go ahead, though. Joe, late last night, the Bears did go ahead and sign Mike Davis at the running back position, former Seattle Seahawk, to a 2-year, $7 million deal. Now, that does not necessarily preclude them from playing and fishing in the Le'Veon Bell pond. It doesn't necessarily, right? But they're going to have to do something and move Jordan Howard if they're going to do that. They're not going to go in. They already have Tariq Cohen. They're not going to go in and invest in another free agent running back and still play in the Le'Veon Bell pond unless Jordan Howard is on the move. I believe Jordan Howard is on the move, okay, because it doesn't look like he's a fit in the Matt Nagy system. I would also be interested to see if potentially Shady McCoy could be on the move after the Buffalo Bills go ahead and sign Frank Gore yesterday. You know, this is just the very beginning of the merry-go-round. But I do want to note that Mike Davis was signed by the Chicago Bears late last night to a 2-year deal. I don't know if that removes the Bears from trying to get good old Le'Veon, but they did, in fact, make that move at the running back position.
You know, I'm looking at the Bills here, and it's like they went antique shopping yesterday. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Tyler Croft, Kevin Johnson, Frank Gore. It's like they, like, you know, like a casual walk down Main Street and going, oh, honey, look at that old teapot. Look at that. Wouldn't that look great on this stuff? Like, what in the hell are you doing, Brandon Bead? If you are the Buffalo Bills, and I'm sure our friend there, Gabe Morency, is probably scratching his head going, to diehard Bills fan going, you're coming off a 6-10 season. You got a boatloads of salary cap space, and you go out and get Frank Gore at 100 years old and Tyler Croft, who can't stay healthy. Like, what in the hell are you doing? Like, I don't. And plus, LeSean McCoy, you mentioned, is what, 30? You got a 35-year-old in Frank Gore. You got a 30-year-old in LeSean McCoy. So you got 65 years of age combined in the running back position. I'm not sure where Buffalo is going with this, but I hope they have some other plans for the 70-some-odd million dollars in cap space that they've got coming their way. And one other also note that we should have, which I think was also kind of under the radar but very interesting to me, is that wide receiver Devin Funchess went over to the Colts yesterday, leaving the Carolina Panthers. And you and I have talked about this. Like, Carolina needs some help in the wide receiver position, man. I mean, it's all great. You got Christian McCaffrey. You got Greg Olsen. That's nice. But, like, you need some dudes on the outside that he can throw the ball to, which is why I thought Antonio Brown would be a good fit. But they've kind of moved out on that $13 million deal. Devin Funchess heading over to Andrew Luck in the Colts. If they can get him off his ass and light a fire under him, that's another weapon to Andrew Luck that, whoo, man, that's a T.Y. Hilton and that guy at 6'5" on the outside. That's a pretty formidable task, man.
Yeah, that's the kind of receiver the Colts needed to augment and complement T.Y. Hilton. There's another wide receiver. You mentioned Golden Tate. Don't sleep. Another wide receiver who's going to get money. Terrell Williams, formerly of the Los Angeles Chargers. He's only 26 years old. He's going to get some money. As it relates to Carolina, though, I got a different take. We can talk about it when we come back.
Up next is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is another edition of Make It Rain as we get ready for more basketball tonight. Conference play early today, in fact, noon. First tip-off, University of Miami and Wake Forest, waiting for that line to come out about 10 o'clock this morning. And if it's anywhere near Wake Forest getting 5 or 6 points, I might mortgage my house. I could get a second mortgage out and take it against University of Miami, because they are just absolutely useless, and they've also made me a few bucks this year. So we'll see what happens coming up a little bit later this morning. But I've got the comments. We'll let you hear from Russell Westbrook himself in a minute what happened last night in Utah. Goes after another fan. It's not like Russell doesn't have a history of issues with the Utah Jazz fans, but we were talking about the signing of Devin Funchess to the Indianapolis Colts. 1-year deal, heads over to Andrew Luck. The problem with Funchess is all the talent in the world, bit of a slob, Kelvin Benjamin kind of thing, kind of lazy, and not necessarily didn't work out. It should have worked out better than it did with Cam Newton, but now they've moved on. And now I'm questioning what the hell do they, the Carolina Panthers do at wide receiver, but you've got an interesting thought on the Carolina Panthers.
Yep, I do. And you know, when we talked about earlier in the show, Joe, when you mentioned Anthony Barr, right, and you were like, how is he going to be used? And we talk about this all the time with teams, like, what is their scheme? What is their motivation? What are they trying to accomplish, right? And with Anthony Barr, it looks like he's going to get a chance to pass rush now, and Greg Williams used a nice new little toy. We weren't doing a show last year together, Joe. And last year, I thought there was a very interesting evolution in the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, driven by his new offensive coordinator, Norv Turner. Okay, follow me for a hot second, Joe. Early in Cam Newton's career, because Cam Newton has always been less than accurate, if we can agree on that, right? So early in his career, the way the Panthers tried to mitigate that was by having an NBA front court as their skill positions, right? Kelvin Benjamin, 6'4", who you mentioned. Devin Funchess, 6'4", who you mentioned. Greg Olsen, 6'4", who you mentioned. Then last year, with Norv Turner coming in, they changed it, Joe. And what they tried to do instead was to get the ball out of Cam's hand quicker in a West Coast kind of scheme with Norv Turner. Enter Christian McCaffrey. Enter Curtis Samuel and other wide receivers who were shorter, shiftier guys who were more get in space kind of guys. And now Devin Funchess is not the kind of wide receiver that the Carolina Panthers want. That is the evolution of Carolina. They are changing it. And don't look now, but before Cam got hurt, he had a completion percentage of like 65%. So that's what they are trying to do. Funchess, I actually thought, was going to wind up going to Seattle, because I thought Seattle needed a big-bodied wide receiver, okay? Because they got, you know, Baldwin and Lockett. I thought they needed that kind of big-body guy. I thought Indianapolis was going to play in the wide receiver market, but I thought they were a place for Antonio Brown. They are a place for a guy like Terrell Williams. They instead are opting for the big guy. But different wide receivers have different roles, and I think Carolina is absolutely fine evolving to a place where they don't need the big catch radius guys, but instead the quick shifty guys, and that's what they've been doing in their last few drafts, Christian McCaffrey, Curtis Samuel, and others. So he's no longer the type of wide receiver that the Carolina Panthers want. And it helped Cam Newton. He was completing balls at like 60, 65% when his career, he was like a 53% completion percentage kind of guy.
I'm looking at the deal here, and $13 million I find strange, because if you're going to do that, if you're the Colts, why not go after Terrell Williams, like you mentioned a little bit earlier? I mean, Funchess is cheaper, but Williams has got a hell of a lot more big play ability for them. I mean, he does. He's a bigger target than what Terrell Williams might be, but he doesn't run that well, which is why he didn't stick with the Panthers anyway, because they do need somebody to be able to stretch the field. And so
they must be thinking of him as a
big target for cut. You know, I mean, don't forget, T.Y. Hilton is not a monster wide receiver. So he's not a big target. He's one of the best, and he's a top 10 wide receiver in the league, but he's not a guy that's going to go up and bring a ball down. Funchess is, and to the Colts' credit, it's not necessarily what they've had an opportunity to work with, or at least
we got breaking news,
Andrew
Joe.
Luck.
We got breaking
what's
news,
that?
Adam Schefty with the check mark.
What's going on?
Am I excited about this one, Joe? I love it.
Did he sign?
Schefty reporting at 6:34 this morning, 10 minutes ago. C.J. Mosley intends to sign a five-year, $85 million deal with the J-E-T-S, Jets. Matt, look at this, Joe. Look at this, Joe. Jets going C.J. Mosley and Anthony Barr to revamp that linebacker core. Greg Williams is like, yo, we putting bounties on MF's heads this year. The Jets spending money at the linebacker position. Again, Adam Schefter, 10 minutes ago, you could probably find it, Joe, Schefty, 6:34 a.m., says that C.J. Mosley intends to sign a five-year, $85 million deal with the New York Jets. The Jets now getting Anthony Barr and C.J. Mosley. Greg Williams is getting some new toys, huh? I like it. I've been telling you, spend this money not on shiny toys like Lev Bell. Spend it on the front seven. Spend it on an offensive lineman. If the Jets – listen, the Jets traded for Osimile from Oakland. Okay, they just signed two difference makers at linebacker, both of whom are like 26 years old. And if they wind up getting the center, Paredes, from Denver, I'm telling you, Mike Maccagnan is doing this the right way, and they still have the number three overall pick. And this gives them flexibility. If they want to trade down, they can. If they stay at number three and they can get a guy like Josh Allen or Quentin Williams, they are revamping the defense in New York and then getting linemen, it looks like, and stable pieces around Sam Darnold. I like what Magic Mike is doing.
Got to get a running back, though. But you better close that Le'Veon Bell deal, or go out and get somebody over there, because he's going to need some weapons as well. Also, it should be known that Josh McGowan made a statement saying that he does have a strong desire to continue playing. However, his family dynamics have changed at this point. He'd like a little bit more time before making the commitment to play in 2019 for the Jets. And I know, listen, he's not a – we all need capable backups. And maybe one of the best parts about Sam Darnold last year, or at least in his maturation, was having Josh McGowan behind him, two guys that got along very well. That would be a big –
same hairstyle.
That would be a big blow to the Jets if he decides to hang him up. Listen, he's not going to have to play a lot. But again, just having that kind of veteran leadership in the locker room and being able to year two kind of – be that rock for Sam Darnold. I think the Jets, they no doubt want him back. It's not about the money. It just looks like he's got to decide whether or not he wants to have the kind of commitment that it's going to take to do it one more year. But either way, guy's been a great Jet. The guy's been a class act his entire career. The guy's played, 15 years in the NFL for 9,000 teams. He's always been there when nobody else could. He's always been reliable, not a bad guy, good guy. And the Jets, all of a sudden, if they have to be in the market for a backup quarterback, that's where it gets, we all know, that's where it gets a little tricky. But could the Jets then be in the market maybe in the later rounds for take a flyer on one of these guys coming up in the draft to see what happens? But if not,
no,
maybe
I think they
Ryan
signed a
Tannehill.
Cheap guy.
Maybe Ryan Tannehill is your backup plan or something along those lines, which, God forbid, could you imagine? That wouldn't surprise me either. Ryan Tannehill, Adam Gase, he loved Ryan Tannehill. I don't know why, but maybe Tannehill could be a backup to Sam Darnold, and he'll spend the next 10 years in the league being Josh McGowan too. All right, let me get to this, what we've got going on here with Russell Westbrook, because it's all over the place this morning. And last night in the game, once again in Utah, we've got one of these situations where Russell Westbrook just took time out during the game on the bench to confront a Utah Jazz fan. And he got into the stands, and there's video. Of course, there's a bunch of F-bombs in it, but he was basically promising to F a guy up. But not only the guy, he was also willing to F his wife up, too. Which, of course, turned a few heads overnight. People going, what are you doing, Russell? What's going on? But he basically threatened to beat up a dude and his wife who had been heckling them in the stands. And afterwards, they had a couple of very interesting remarks, Russell Westbrook, about what happened, because people were going, what'd you do, man? Like, what set you off? And this is what Russell Westbrook had to say.
The realization of it is how it started was a young man and his wife in the stands told me to get down on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate in a sense of there's no protection for the players. I think there are a lot of great fans around the world that like to come to the game and enjoy the game. And there are people that come to the game and to say mean, disrespectful thing about me, my family. For many years, man, I've done all the right things. I've never done anything to hurt or harm anybody. I've never been in any trouble. Never fought a fan. Been in the league 11 years. Clean slate. Humble. I take whatever, all the criticism from everybody. I've been doing the same thing for years. And for me, disrespect would not be taken from me. I'm completely just sit back some time and just take it like that. That's just one video, but throughout the whole game, throughout the whole, since I've been here, especially here in Utah, every time I come here, it's a lot of disrespectful things I said. And for me, I'm just not going to continue to take disrespect from my family.
Now, I will say this about Russell Westbrook. He is a little skittish because of the fact that over the years, fans have gotten really, really close to him in a lot of the arenas around the country. So I understand why he is so skittish sometimes. And this happened again last year in the playoffs. He went after a fan said something to him as he was walking off the court in game six, and he lunged at the guy. And, you know, of course, the old guy jumped back, and we talked about that forever. But the truth is, listen, as a professional athlete, It comes with the territory, and I'm not one of these guys that thinks because you pay your money you can be a douche. That's not what I'm saying. But you can't, as a professional athlete during a game, simply get up and threaten to beat the living crap and to end a guy and his wife. No matter how big a douche the guy is being, you're surrounded by security. All you got to do is, James, don't just point the dude out. And bye-bye, the guy's gone. Like, you can't sit there and stand up and make a scene like he did. As frustrating as it is and as infuriating as it is, you can't do that as a professional athlete, man. Not excusing what the guy said or what he did, because we found out later, of course, Twitter is amazing. We found out the guy's a total douchebag, and he is a bit of a racist bastard, but that's neither here nor there. You can't stand up and threaten to beat the living crap out of a guy and his wife so everybody can see it, because ultimately it reflects back on you. It reflects back on the NBA. It reflects back on the team. You got to show a little bit more restraint there, Russell, next time. You can't let people know that they can poke you to get a reaction like that,
right,
and you're going to blow up and threaten to kill a guy's family. You just can't do it.
Yeah, so I agree with most of what you said, Joe. I believe that, listen, and this is a guy who used to sit in the right field bleachers of Yankee Stadium all the time and would spit vile things that I would no longer say out loud anymore in public with kids around. You know what I mean? But I do think you have a right to say almost anything. You don't have a right to get physical. And, you know, that's part of why you're a public figure. You know, you do get heckled. This does happen,
yep,
and you can't respond in that way. That's part of the reason why you get $15 or whatever million dollars a year it is. But here's a line. We'll talk about it.
We'll play it again. We'll get more on that. Russell Westbrook coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy. Best friends forever. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. dealing with an oblique strain, a grade one oblique strain. So is he actually dealing with an oblique strain, or is this an excuse to have people stop chattering about, you know, him going down even when he's ready to play, just so they get the extra year of service time out of Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Whatever it is, I think that we might be looking at a buying opportunity here with Vladimir Guerrero.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
F-bombing and carrying on, acting a fool down here, and everybody's getting on him. And he had, I guess, heat. I thought it was ice. I just told him, I'm like, sit down and ice your knees, bro. And he turned to me and he's like, that's heat, that's heat. And I'm like, well, you're gonna need it. And then it turned into not safe for work.
So that's what...
Yeah, so that was the fan that he got into it with at the game last night, Utah Jazz, Russell Westbrook. Good morning. Welcome in. It is Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. And there's always two sides to every story. We heard from Russell Westbrook saying this guy was telling him to get on his knees. You're used to that. And, of course, this guy saying, I don't understand. I was just saying, hey, man, ice your knees, and I don't get what's going on. Yeah, well, not only him, by the way, four other guys, five in total, five fans were issued that code of conduct warning in the stadium that the NBA implemented after the Malice in the Palace, where you can't have players going into stands and beating the crap out of fans. So they implemented that whole thing. Right. They didn't get thrown out. They did get warned. But, you know, Twitter is an amazing thing there, Dane, because not only did Twitter not only out this guy, but they went back on his timeline and found a whole bunch of very not nice posts about Russell Westbrook and his heritage and everything else. Of course, this guy worked for a Toyota dealer in Utah. I'm not sure he's going to have a job much longer, but yeah, you know, it works both ways. You got to be very careful. You can be that dude if you want. Congratulations, but be prepared, because there is a lot of public shaming that takes place these days.
Yeah, and we're in the era of social media and video cameras and, you know, and everything. You know, you will be seen and found out. It used to be that people felt comfortable, you know, spitting this kind of vile from the crowd because you could be relatively anonymous, and that is not the case anymore. You know what I mean? I do think you, as when you buy a ticket, you do have a certain right to cheer or boo, but maybe this is over the line, and athletes do on their side have to realize that this is part of them being a public figure and part of the reason why they get paid so well, right? So it's a fuzzy line, and I think everybody has that line in a different place about what is crossing that line, but it's a double-edged sword for sure.
Yep. D-Wade coming to his buddy's defense there. Lies people will tell from Dwayne Wade, and isn't that the truth? A lot of guys calling this dude out. It's unbelievable. 1 hour in the books, plenty to get to, including Conor McGregor in cuffs in Miami. Where else? We'll tell you about that coming up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.